Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trouber. Each day I will talk to some of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is O'Brien County naturalist Lindsay Klein-Heslink, and I will talk with her right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including agriculture business, agriculture education, agronomy, and animal science. At NCC, your success is our story.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Monday. In studio with me is O'Brien County naturalist Lindsay Klein-Heslink. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Tom. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm excited to be here.
Well, good. And I'll be gentle because you said this is your first time doing something like this.
It is.
Tell me a little bit about your job.
So I get the pleasure of going into schools, nursing homes, just a lot of different places where I get to bring in natural resource learning and just environmental learning.
I know you're over here at the Sheldon Public Library every so often, so it sounds like a fun way to make a living.
Yes, it really is. My family can't believe this is a job that I get paid for.
My family's the same way with me. They pay you for that? Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of fun stuff always going on with the Prairie Heritage Center and with O'Brien County Conservation. Tell me a little bit about some of the stuff going on.
Yeah, so right now we have our Candy Cane Hiking Trail, which is new this year. Right now it's set up at the Prairie Heritage Center, but it goes around one of our trails, and we have some different things set up between the candy canes, and you have to go and find them and see if you can find all of the things that we've hidden on the trails.
That sounds like fun. Even for old kids like me, that sounds like fun. What else? Let me back up here. The Candy Cane Trail, how long are you doing? Are you going to be doing that?
So that'll be up through the month of December, and then we're going to move it over to Mill Creek Park, which is in Paulina. So we'll get that set up there. Similar thing, we're going to go around the lake with that one. And then from there, we'll kind of wrap it up when our Winter Funderland happens in the beginning of February.
Okay, tell me about the Winter Funderland.
So it's really based on whatever the weather is doing. And last year, we didn't have a lot of snow or ice, but we were able to still come up with some activities to do. So this year, hopefully we'll have a little bit of snow and ice and maybe do some ice fishing, snowshoeing, different things like that, just getting people outside.
Snow. You're one of the few people I know that's wishing for snow and ice.
Well, if it's going to be cold anyways.
Well, there you go. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue with Lindsay right after we do this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We are here with Bryan County naturalist Lindsay Klein-Hesslink, and we're talking about some of the fun stuff that goes on through the O'Brien County Naturalist and through O'Brien County Conservation. What else is coming up?
So this year, we're actually going to start a couple new series. So the first one is going to be Senior Environmental Learning and Fellowship Program, which is going to just be conservation topics for seniors in the area. We're actually going to host it in two places. The Sheldon Public Library has been very generous in letting me join them and host one at their location as well as at the Prairie Heritage Center.
You have any dates for those?
Yes, I do. So the first one is going to be January 28th at the Prairie Heritage Center, and that's going to be from 10 to 11. And then Thursday that same week on the 30th, we're going to be at the Sheldon Public Library from 10 to 11.
So, and this you said is for seniors, and I'm assuming you're not meeting seniors in high school.
Correct.
Right. So folks like me, yes. Seniors. Okay. The Silver Hair Brigade. That's the my peeps. That's what we're talking about for this program. What else you got coming up?
We also have a conservation book club. So for that, we're going to be reading a book. The first one is going to be the Sane County Almanac. And we're just going to kind of gather whoever wants to be there, show up. We'll have some coffee and treats and just discuss kind of just what we think about the book and how things have changed since the book was written.
Now, is this titled an almanac. Is it an actual almanac or is it a does it tell us a story?
A little bit of both. So it goes through the seasons and it talks about different things outside that you might see in January versus in June and just kind of the changes and the progressions over the years.
Oh, very cool. Okay. And that is coming up when?
That one will be on Monday, January 20th.
Okay. Now, this is all just in the next month and a half. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. We stay busy.
I was going to say. Beyond that, what's happening?
We also have a winter library series. So this is something that's gone on for the last few years. I did it last year. This year, we're going to change it a little bit, and we're going to include a craft and activity. So for that, it'll be a few minutes of learning, and then we'll just kind of get into a related activity. So the first one is going to be about gnomes and some of the folklore surrounding them. And then we're going to do a little gnome activity.
And this is for what age group?
Could be families, could be, again, that senior age.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And I'm assuming that there you have stuff planned out further than that.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about that?
All right. So we also this year are going to be having an owl prowl with I'm partnering with one of the naturalists in Buena Vista County, and she has agreed to bring her barred owl with us. So she is lucky enough to have an ambassador owl, which is really, really cool. And we're excited to have her come out, kind of share about the owl, as well as leading us on a little hike to see if we can call in some owls.
Oh, very nice. So one question that comes to mind, what is it that attracts somebody to your profession? Or in your case, what attracted you to this profession?
Yeah, so just the love of the outdoors is a big one for a lot of naturalists that I've talked to. Another one is just a love of people and not wanting to be in the office all day. So it's really fun to be able to be out and just combine some of those passions and just share them with other people.
Okay. What else do you want to share with us about the activities of the Naturalist or the Prairie Heritage Center in general?
So I can be found all over the county on Facebook. That's where I mostly have my activities and different things published. So just kind of pop-up programs throughout the winter will be found there. I'm hoping for some snowshoe things. Other than that, just kind of knowing that I'm here and that we do offer a really great facility. People enjoy coming out there and just seeing the glacial byway and just the views and the bison out there.
Now, if somebody wants to contact you about doing a program for some group, How can they go about that?
Yeah, I do a lot of programs like that. People will just call or email me, and then we kind of figure out what their goals are, what their audience is, and just kind of ask some more questions to figure out what exactly they're looking for, and usually I can come up with something.
Okay, and when they contact you, they need to keep in mind that you're not in the office most of the time, but you will get back to them.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Lindsay, thank you for coming in. It's been lovely having you. That's Lindsay Klein-Hesselink, the O'Brien County Naturalist, and we will be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus and, as always, an all-new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them for more rides at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 11 a.m. each day for lunch. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town is presented by Corner Discount in Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Citizen State Banks in Sheldon and Boyden, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.